Good. You're not going to butt in.
Are you really recording?
Yeah, we're live. This thing is recording. Morning. This is D and that's T, and it's 9:24 a.m. on Monday, January 3rd. So, happy New Year. And T, once again, with the insightful remarks.
The happiest of New Year's.
Just to begin, like, this episode's going to be kind of a mess. New Year, new us, I guess. Nah, fuck that. New Year, same pod. Nothing's changing. Because New Year's is kind of a sham. Firstly, when the fuck did New Year's become a holiday? Because I got paid on Friday, January 1st, and the banks be like, hey, dude, we get it. You need your money, but, it's a holiday, so you're going to have to wait two more business days because we ain't fucking with that. And it's like, no, dude. Where the fuck's J.G. Wentworth whenever I need his ass? Like, you know the words.
I don't.
It's my money, and I need it now.
No, but honestly, I do hear you. Why is New Year's a holiday?
I don't understand it for the fucking life of me, brother. I don't. I will never understand it. I'm just sitting here looking at it, and I'm like, It's appalling that we consider this a holiday. Like, I love the fact that New Year's Eve is like a party. That's dope. Well, if you're partying during the COVID times, not so dope. But if you have like a little get-together, shout out Gavin Newsom. Just kidding. Doesn't matter. No, but the real thing is, like, it's not a holiday. It's an excuse to get drunk and, like, make a fool of yourself. But it's not a holiday.
One more time before the new year.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to purge my system and hopefully not do this again for another 6 months. Knowing damn well it'll probably happen on St. Patrick's Day.
But I mean, I would count it as a holiday if it got rid of, like, crippling depression.
is that your qualification for what a holiday is?
I think so. Like, tell me, have you ever been cripply depressed on Halloween? Like, are you ever crying in your fucking Michael Myers mask?
I've never been cripplingly depressed. That's the thing.
Damn.
Like, the thing about it is we're talking about it and we're sitting here. But, like, so you're telling me Valentine's Day is a holiday because you're not crippling depressed.
If I get shit, I'm not crippling depressed. No.
But that's my biggest thing, because if we're sitting here talking about holidays, then, like, if we're
I feel like you're about to drop like a Lil Nas X remix.
It's a holiday, yeah. Freaking
oh my god, was that Louis Armstrong?
No, that wasn't Louis Armstrong, that's me. But fun fact, that was a loud butt. I apologize, I clipped. That's gonna be a fun thing for them to hear.
All right, just on a side note, if you want to know what Devin looks like, go on Spotify. Search What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong, the single cover art. The cover art is what Devin looks like. Same facial structure and everything.
I wish I had his voice, though. That would have been pretty dope.
Try it. Not the voice.
Nah, I can't. Hey, Peter. Sorry, wrong one. But the thing about, like, holidays, like, it's not a holiday. It's like New Year's Eve is the equivalent of Black Friday, but my pockets aren't as, like, expunged. I don't have to worry as much about my bank account being liquidated on New Year's Eve. I just have to buy a bottle and then just live my life.
What bottle are you buying?
Probably a baby bottle pop.
Ooh.
Something to cut the edge.
What flavor?
Rasborangy orange. I don't know what the flavors are. It's been like 10 years.
Snozbear,
yeah. But, like, one thing that the new year did bring to the podcast is we do have new mics. We're not using them for this episode because I genuinely enjoy the sound of our Mona P something 465 9669 microphones.
6969.
Yeah, I like the sound of these mics a lot. And from the new ones that we got, they're the Samson Q2Us. They are gain hungry, and they're dynamic mics, so, like, the sound profile is a little bit different. You'll probably hear more background stuff out of these ones, but I think we sound a bit louder through these mics, which I think fits us better, because we're kind of just loud motherfuckers.
Oh, you think so?
I know so.
Well, they always said Louis Armstrong has such a deep voice.
How deep?
Deep.
How deep?
Holy shit, yeah. It's getting freaky.
But fun fact about those mics was we didn't expect them to come in.
I also didn't expect them to take the money out of my account when I didn't ask them to.
Well, to get into like the origin story of the podcast, to start things off, we were ordering equipment for the podcast. I got my audio interface and we needed mics. So Trenton's like, what do we want to get? I'm like, these Samson joints look dope. We should probably get these. And when we were shopping for them, we ordered them, right? That's what happened?
Yes. I ordered them off of Music Supply something. Yeah, only place that had them in stock in this entire motherfucking world. Music Supply Co. or some shit. So I order them. They take the money out of my account. Well, what was it? A week later, they put the shit back and they're like, oh, we don't have them. Yeah. So I was like, all right, what the fuck ever. So then we go and find these ones, the Moana 6969s.
The Moana Season 2 Episode 3s.
Yep, those ones. And then all of a sudden I'm at work one day and good old Brooklyn sends me a text like, hey, you got a package. And for some reason, all I thought was that fucking movie, The Box. You know that movie?
No.
You don't know it?
Is the premise that you get a mysterious box at your door, then you die?
No. So you get the mysterious box and you can choose $1 million or they kill any random person in the world. It could be anyone. It could be your fucking mom.
Or your mom's sister.
Someone you don't know. So like you have the choice to either the $1 million or kill this random person. And I was like, fuck it, I'm taking the mill.
You're probably having a one person podcast after that.
You think they'd kill you?
Oh, 100%. 100%. The amount that we talk throughout the week, you'd be like, fuck.
I'm like, where's Devin?
You're like, Dan, this fool's really ghosting me right now. What the fuck? Literally ghosting you. I'm dead.
You'd probably just be making like a What a Wonderful World part.
Gosh, the remix.
How would it go?
Probably have like the bass line from Empire State of Mind.
Okay.
Then I'd have Kanye just go, hey, every 5 seconds. And then I wouldn't say a word. It'd just be a really quiet.
You would just do the Louis Armstrong face?
Yeah, I did the Louis Armstrong face. And then
Anyways. Why you keep tweaking my shit?
That's mine. Yours is already set to your stuff.
Oh, wow. Thank
you. I feel like I'm going too high. I don't know. My voice is probably just fluctuating a bit.
Anyways.
Sorry if the sound's off. That's my bad.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what package did I get?
Mm-hmm.
So then Brooke's like, oh, it says some music something. And I'm like, you're lying. So I go on there, and it says damn mics, 3 months later?
Yeah,
3 months. And they just took the money out of my account, just nonchalant, didn't say nothing, didn't even ask.
Didn't knock on your door, didn't
knock
nothing.
On my door, didn't send me an IM, didn't message me on Facebook. Fucked up.
Yeah, but that leads us into our first category for the show, shipping horror stories, because honestly, if I woke up one day and fucking all that money was out of my account for... This isn't about shipping, but it's the same kind of story where money came out of my account and I didn't expect it. It was my own fault. So I come into work one morning, right? I'm opening. I check my bank statements. I have a fucking $150. It's an $80 charge for like McCafe. Or I thought it was McCafe.
Christian McCaffrey?
No, like the McDonald's barista shit. McCafe, like the drinks.
McCafe, yeah.
So that's what
$180.
That's what I thought it was. So I'm on the phone with fucking Bank of America for like an hour trying to figure out.
On the phone with McDonald's.
No, and I'm trying to figure out what this fraudulent charge is. And he's like, no, this is actually McAfee. And I'm like, oh, fuck my. My antivirus auto renewed. But I was sitting here on the phone like, motherfucker, who got my card information.
Someone swooped some McCafe.
Somebody just bought like 400 macchiatos or some shit.
Just bought a round of McCafes for all of Turlock.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That is wild.
I was perplexed. But
shit. Fuck your antivirus. It sells viruses.
Yeah, and then fucking... I got Lindsay a Christmas gift that she knows that she's already getting because it's January 4th. And I was like, yeah, I ordered this in November, but it hasn't come yet.
So. My thing is, show me the receipts that you ordered it in November, because I feel like you ordered it after Christmas and you're just trying to play it off.
It might not be. It's probably early December, aka January 1st.
I feel like I just, everyone says that, like, oh, I ordered you this present and it never came, but it's because the shipping was all fucked up. But it's like, realistically, you didn't order it in
time. I lied. I ordered it December 2nd. On December 3rd, I got this email: your order is on the way. In order to reduce our shipping charges, our typical delivery time is between 7 to 10 business days. However, on occasion, our carrier takes to 15 business days.
The good news, you're on like day 86.
As our customers tell us, our tea is worth the wait. Yeah, fuck you. I wouldn't know. I would not know.
Our tea is worth the wait. You drink it when you're 80.
Yeah, I'm going to need fucking dentures whenever I have to chew this shit down. Like, Merry Christmas, Lindsay. Love you. But like, what the fuck?
Just give it to her next Christmas.
I might have to.
It'll
probably show up for her birthday in May.
There you go.
God, it's Canadian shipping, dude.
Say something.
Burr.
Canadian bacon?
Bacon. Salami. Canadian bacon or ham. They never know.
Fuck. Yeah.
But that's the biggest thing, because I think Amazon has ruined me as a person to a certain extent. With shipping and shipping times, because same day shipping, next day shipping is like my go-to, and if I can't get it the next day or like in 2 days,
I'll feel offended.
I'll throw a fucking fit.
Oh yeah, like, just break shit.
Like Honda Fit, boy.
On a side note, let me talk about Honda Fit. So this was like a few episodes ago when me and Devin recorded. He was like carrying his shit out to his car, and I was like watching him outside because I locked him out. So I like opened the window and was watching him. Homie was walking back and looked at a car parked next to him, Honda Fit, and said to himself out fucking loud, "Honda Fit, boy," and kept walking. And I was like, "Did you just say that?" He was like, "Yeah, I just wanted to hear how it sounded."
It sounded pretty fucking dope, to be fair.
I mean, it does sound sick.
It sounds super sick.
I would give you like 5,000 clout to say it again.
Damn. Honda Fit, boy.
If I can think of one more shipping horror story, it's when I ordered my Air Max 1997 triple whites off of GOAT, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Off LeBron James.
I think I've heard that name before.
Anyway, so I ordered these fucking shoes that they said they had in stock, my size, 13. Yes, I have a big fucking foot. So I order these. Well, it's like a month, and it's like, oh, he's supposed to ship. Well, I ordered Brooke some, like, 720s for her birthday.
And they got there.
Yeah, they got there, like, a week later, and I was like, all right, this is fucking annoying. So they held my money for, like, 2 months, and then they're like, oh, shit, we don't have these in stock.
Give me my fucking money back.
Yeah, and then I just got a refund, and I was like, okay.
Thanks, I could have went to the fucking mall and got these.
I was hella mad. I was like, that's fucking stupid.
I've had the GOAT app on my phone. No free plug, sorry. I've had the GOAT app on my phone for the past 3 years, and I've not bought a single thing from that app.
Why? Scared?
I don't trust it. I should. I have StockX. I've never ordered anything
through
there. StockX
is where I ordered my 97s.
I've never ordered anything through those apps. I just have them for the cloud, I guess. I don't know. I want to seem cool.
Like someone like gets on your phone, you're like, oh yeah, StockX is right there.
Yeah, dude. My Yeezys are coming in the mail next month.
Which Yeezys?
The Red Octobers. But speaking of Red Octobers, I don't understand why they named it Red October. What's the correlation between the color and the month? If I wanted to drop my own fucking sneaker, can I just call it the Purple Flurp Januaries?
A Purple Flurp sounds fire right now, I'll be real. Tell me it doesn't.
It sounds delicious. But I don't fuck with shipping. I never have. Amazon's really made it easy to fuck with shipping. Like, your Secret Santa gift is on the way through Amazon shipping. It better fucking get here.
Wait,
in
you
time.
Got me?
Hmm?
You got me for the Secret Santa?
I mean, undisclosed name for the Secret Santa.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I thought you told me.
Fuck. Oops. I actually got myself. Like, you know that episode of The Office where Kevin's like, he got himself a foot massager? He's like, I got myself.
I've never watched The Office.
I should have told somebody, but I didn't.
I've never watched it.
Dude, Peacock's got me fucked up. You got to pay like $10 a month to watch every season.
Did you just say cock on a podcast?
Peacock, the bird.
I was going to say that's just too far.
Sorry, dude.
It's all good.
But one of the biggest problems I have with New Year's doesn't even revolve around the fact that it's the new year. It's the fucking resolutions. Like, have you ever made and kept a New Year's resolution? I refuse to make them.
I'm trying.
What is it?
You really want to know?
Don't get all dramatic about it.
I'm trying to make my skin so fucking dry that it's like an alligator's.
See, I was doing the same thing last year, but the opposite. I was trying to moisturize it to the point where I could become a flying squirrel.
Just pull your shit out and soar?
Yeah.
I hear you.
But really, like, New Year's resolutions are, like, counterproductive as shit.
I can't sit here and act like I haven't made them.
Everyone has. We're all guilty of it.
What's the cringiest one you've ever made?
Probably the fact that I'm not going to eat any more Taco Bell in the coming year, and that's fucking bullshit.
I'm going to be real. I came into work the other day, and I saw a Taco Bell receipt. Was it yours? Be real.
What day was it?
Saturday.
Was not mine.
All right. Fair enough.
Scout's honor. I got some on Thursday whenever I opened. I had some right before.
You know what? Maybe it was Thursday. Maybe it was.
Because I was like, it's the last ride, baby. I guarantee I'm going to fail this resolution 100%. It's just going to happen. And it's not my... No.
It wasn't Thursday because it was past the new year.
No. It wasn't me then.
All right. That's fair.
But I'm going to break it. It's going to happen. As long as I'm not eating it 35 times a month, I should be good.
The nacho fries are back, though. Louis Armstrong? Again?
The nacho fries just knock on your door. Hey, motherfucker. Pay up. And it's like, I'm not going to order you. It's like, nah.
No, you're ordering me.
Pay up. It's like those old commercials that were against tobacco where you're sitting there trying to buy a pack of cigarettes and they start pulling teeth.
Well, my thing is, you're talking shit about New Year's resolution, but I told you I'm not eating pizza. And you told me, if you see me eat a pizza, that was like a month ago.
Why is the box still on your igloo cooler? You're going to turn it into kindling for your bonfire?
Yeah, I was going to invite you, but now you fucking ruined it.
So a surprise bonfire in the middle of fucking January in an apartment complex?
God, I was going to do it right in the living room. We're going to do like a fucking rain dance and shit around it.
Did your tree shrink?
Yeah, it's dead. I think it needs to go out. I'll actually pay you to take the ornaments off.
How much?
Like $3.
Per ornament?
No.
No.
Per branch you eat.
Easy money. I'm walking a millionaire.
But no. You said if you see me eat a piece of pizza, you'll slap me in the face with it.
Yeah. Pizza slap. You'll break out too.
So what's that mean? If I see you eat Taco Bell, I shove a chalupa up your ass?
Shove a nacho fry up my armpit or something. I don't know.
Okay. I'd rather shove like a quesarito up your asshole.
I was going to say that to begin with, but I was like, that's a little much. That's a little more like... It's a little higher up there than just slapping you in the face with pizza, shoving a whole quesarito up my ass.
But it would be steak, so it's cool.
It's basically the same going in as it is out, right?
Exactly.
Taco Bell has perfected the whole fucking, this is our menu, do not fuck with us. It's like everything is either beef, cheese, or beans.
It's not either of those. None of them are real.
No, I know they're not real, but they,
you
they,
got
they're sitting there, they're like, do you want
bunion
beef?
Flakes? Shredded paper.
The lettuce is paper.
Schmegma for your beans. Schmegma beans.
Is it weird that I'm like strangely hungry right now? Just kidding.
Jesus. Speaking of, happy birthday. Belated. Sorry about not giving you the card. But anyways, what was I going
to
say to you?
To
right
who?
Now?
To who?
To Jesus.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Gigi, happy birthday.
Did you forget?
No, I didn't forget.
Okay, just checking. Fucking, what are we talking about?
New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah. What's the corniest New Year's resolution you can think of? Like, one that people always say and they just don't fucking do.
Damn, this is hard. Like, this is genuinely hard.
You're going to hurt someone's feelings.
I don't want to get offensive.
You're going to hurt someone's
feelings. Like, I get more sleep. That one's annoying because it's like, shut the fuck up. You could have done that last year. You're not going to do it this year. Like, I'm going to get my full 8 hours. Like, shut up. Stop being so self-righteous.
I remember you saying something about cigarettes earlier.
Oh, God. Okay, so, like, yeah, I said that earlier.
Say it again.
Say
it with your chest, boy.
Someone's resolution to stop smoking cigarettes, then we all know for a fact everyone caves. If I were to sit here and tell you that every resolution I've made I didn't cave on, I'd be a dirty liar. It's how it works. The resolution shouldn't exist. We should just make active efforts every day to try and not do the things that we don't want to do.
Preach.
But you know what?
Fuck it.
It's a holiday, so resolutions.
Oh my God, Louis, you're back. Why do you... I don't know why, but like...
It's a striking resemblance.
Do you ever... Are you ever in public and someone's like, oh my God, I thought you were dead?
No. Anybody ever tell you you look like Zac Efron?
Swear.
Yeah, if I do this.
You take your fucking glasses off? So wait, do it again?
Wow, it's impeccable.
Zach and Louis in one room together? Is Louis Armstrong dead?
You could definitely Google that. But, yeah, New Year's resolutions, like, to everyone
that's... Oh my God, he died in 1971. Holy shit, he was born in 1901.
Damn. R.I.P. Louis, that's crazy.
You look like Miles Davis, too.
I look like Miles Davis. I got the hair. I don't look like Miles Davis. I don't know.
Oh, my. Okay.
No.
Dude.
So my resolution is to not look so much like Miles Davis.
Yeah,
like,
probably shave your head bald.
I'm going to grow that thing out, dude. Point blank. But yeah, like if you're making resolutions, more power to you. Just stick to them. Because I guarantee if you go to the gym right now, it's a cesspool.
That's what I feel like. It's kind of hard to make a New Year's resolution
during
like
a pandemic.
Gym-wise, during a pandemic. Yeah.
It's like I'm going to work out more, and then COVID's like, no, you're not.
Damn.
Or like, I don't know. I don't.
But like, I don't want to eat pizza. That's a realistic resolution.
You could totally do that.
I'm going to do it today, though.
Well, you work. It doesn't count. You work at a pizza place. What are you going to eat? A taco? You gonna make a chef salad?
I mean, people order them like they're fucking delicious. So,
hey man,
it's salad mix from the fucking store.
You could actually order yourself a garlic sticks. That's not a pizza. Or do one of the sandwich things.
Ew.
That's not pizza.
It's not, huh?
Nope.
It's rotten bread.
I wouldn't say it's rotten. That's a little much.
Sorry, I was thinking of the bread I have here.
Oh gosh. My resolution is to eat one loaf of bread this year. So I just buy one on January 1st, and then I just eat the rest of it throughout the year. I don't care how moldy it gets or nothing.
The heel will stay.
What do they put in those? There's preservatives in bread, but like the heel has like the nuclear holocaust juice in it. So it's like, yeah.
Holy shit.
What?
That was fucked up.
Nuclear holocaust?
Yeah.
It's like a trope. It's like a genre of movies.
Nope.
It really is. You ever watched like... Whatever.
World War Z?
I wasn't going to say that one, but I've seen it.
Finding Nemo?
I watched The Princess and the Frog last night.
Oh my God, you kind of look like Tidiana.
I get that a lot.
Okay, anyways. Fuck your New Year's resolution. But I hope you know...
If you're making them, more power to you. I'm kind of over them because this leads into the next factor. New year, new me. I'm glad I haven't seen anybody posting that shit this year because there is no new year, new me for 2021. COVID is still out there.
Like you still have the clap.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was.
Jesus.
That was kind of, I'm sorry.
That was aggressive.
If you have the clap, like I really hope you go and get that antibiotics and get that taken care of. Like I really hope new year, new me, like. It really does go away.
But literally, it's new year, new me. Fuck that. I'm still Devin. Like, this is still... Like, nothing's changed. I go to work. I wake up.
New year, new me. Fuck it. I'm still Louis. I still made a fucking all-time great song. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get you. Like, if I woke up New Year's Day and there was a bidet attached to my toilet and I didn't have to use toilet paper as much, then it might be a new me. But I still don't have a bidet.
You need to use toilet paper regardless.
Well, yeah, but not as much if you have a bidet. You just sandblast your butt.
That's sus to me. Can you, like, adjust the pressure?
Yeah. Holy, you can make it hot or cold. Yes or it's no.
Just
in or out, up and it's
your
down.
Asshole.
Yeah. I want a bidet so bad. That's like one of my things that I'm going to buy this year.
Secret Santa gift?
No.
I mean, like, if I knew who had you.
They're kind of expensive. They're like, I think, $100 for the better ones. Let me look on Amazon. I'll price check some bidets.
No one wants a price checked bidet right now.
I do.
Let them price check this shit.
Bidet square. For toilet. Thank you, Amazon. $216 for this one.
Shit.
These simple ones are like 40 to 50.
Show me a picture of one. Does it really work?
Yeah, it just sprays water on your butt. And then there's a little spigot that's at the bottom.
That you sit on?
Yeah, you sit and spin on it. It's right here.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm overlooking it. Those are scary.
They're not. They're really hygienic. Like, they're dope.
Get some fucking dude wipes, bro.
I've never used one. Dude wipes are not septic safe.
What do you mean?
You have a septic tank?
I don't think so. I live in an apartment.
There's a septic tank somewhere. You don't have to worry about your septic tanks. You're in an apartment complex. But if you have a house and you're flushing these, like, wet wipes, and they're not septic safe, you're going to fuck your septic tank.
And then I'm going to have a sinkhole in my front yard?
I don't know how it works, but it's a lot of money to get that shit pumped. So, like...
Oof, I'll worry about that later down the road.
Less toilet paper. Septic tank doesn't have as much of, like, wear and tear on it. You're just having that, that little stream keeping you clean, and you dry
yourself off. That stream, if you use a bidet, and don't fucking wipe your asshole after.
Everyone wipes their ass, and if you don't, you're a criminal.
God, well, you're over here acting like it's just going to spray the shit away, and you don't ever have to fucking worry about it.
I'm saying I will use leagues less toilet paper. I'll probably save $100 in toilet paper each year.
$100.
I wipe a lot.
You wipe till you bleed?
I bleed till I wipe.
Fuck, I guess you got a point.
But, like, that's the thing. Like, it's
all right.
You roll up into somebody's house, like, yeah, we got a bidet. It's a garden hose. Just fed into the
through
bathroom.
The back window. And just fucking Jimmy John standing there waiting. Bend over, let me spray you out. Just soaks that asshole. I gotta stop saying soaked and asshole.
Yeah, the same sentence. Jesus. But
oh my.
Yeah, no, there's no such thing as new year, new me. Unless you legally change your fucking name. Like, if my name was Orenthal as of January 1st this year, there's no new me.
It's, Water Willy Leaf.
Like, it's not changing. I have the same job. I have the same friends. I have the same podcasts. I do the same things.
Are we friends? Louie. All right, let's real quick. What would make someone a new year, new me?
Plastic surgery. A gastric bypass surgery.
Holy shit.
Witness protection.
Okay.
What else?
Gender change.
Yeah. Gender reassignment surgery.
A bald head.
A bald head. A shaved face. My dad shaved his face for the first time.
No,
God
he didn't.
Knows when. Yeah. New year.
Chris.
New year, new Chris.
I am not fucking around right now.
It's already grown in a bit.
Oh, shit.
New year, new me for
Chris,
my dad.
Shave that shit one more time and let me see it. I've never.
Yeah, we were on a Facebook video chat call. Like,
I know.
Last night.
I got the notification. I went on and it said call ended. And I was like, sorry. Damn. I didn't want to join it and just be sitting there by myself.
I thought it was my family chat because I was like, why would my mom send this to anybody besides the family? But then I was like, oh, wait, it's just us three dancing around.
Yeah, I know. I went. That video was funny as fuck.
My mom sent that thing and I was sitting in Buffalo Wild Wings waiting for my food and I'm just sitting there like,
wait,
huh.
Buffalo Wild Wings is open?
For takeout, yeah.
Oh, I get you.
And so I was sitting there. Replying to the message, this lady's like, for who? And I thought she was talking to the person next to me, and I was like, oh, fuck, for Devin, my bad. Felt like an asshole.
You said,
so
oh,
rude.
Fuck?
No, I said, oh, shit, Devin, my bad.
You said shit?
Yeah. I said shit.
In public? I don't know, you shit.
Yeah. But,
No, definitely, Chris, please, 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 shave that shit and send me a picture.
Be dope.
Super dope.
Super duper dope.
The dopiest of all dopes.
You know what we need to do in the new year?
Tell me.
We can go to Walgreens and get the T&D logo on a mug. I'm going to do it.
No, you won't.
I'm going to. Yeah.
And we'll just sip that shit.
Yeah. We'll share one because they're expensive. I'm just kidding.
How much are they?
Don't know. Because
if they're over $8, I'm not doing it.
Because Austin's girlfriend got him a makeshift manager's mug for Christmas. And he sent it to me. I'm like, that's kind of fucking dope. Where did you get that done? And he was like, Walgreens. And I'm like, well, I'm going to fucking Walgreens.
Walgreens putting on for the city.
Like, I'm going to have I'm going to have one in each hand, just double fisting espresso, crying myself to sleep because I can't sleep.
You drink espresso.
Yeah, my girlfriend bought an espresso. That's another way you could be a new you. Buy an espresso.
I only drink black coffee.
I get it. You're edgy. I went through a black coffee phase.
I know. I'm just trying to get my father to love me.
New year, new me. New car, does that count?
No. The love from your father, finally, does that count?
What if you're like a child that was born on New Year's Day? Technically, that's the newest you you could ever
What if your head was out on New Year's Eve and then your full body came out on New Year's Day?
So, head never changed, body stay the same?
I feel that.
But yeah, like, new year, new me. Don't hit me with that shit unless, like, you have these extraneous circumstances to back up with. Because, like, no.
I feel it.
Our menu, new year, new me.
Uh-huh. Our price is
new year, new me. Yeah, like that counts. Never milk's $10 a gallon. New year, new me.
But as long as I'm making that 17 an hour, we'll be good.
Oh, God. For doing what? Astrophysics?
Yeah, there we go.
I should just shave my head. New year, new me.
Fuck it. Why not?
I trimmed my beard.
If you shaved your head, you would look like Steve Harvey. Your facial expressions are on point. I'll be real. But fuck all this new year, new me shit. Because I tweeted it and I got to go find it. Delete it.
You did, like, what, 4 years ago?
I don't even think I've ever tweeted that.
Like, if I were to wake up on New Year's Day and I'm 6'10", 250, new year, new me.
You're Hassan Whiteside.
If I wake up and I'm the same exact person, nothing else has changed except the fact that it's the 2021. Because that's the thing. Like, literally, other years, sure, you can make efforts to, like, change your personality or whatever you want to do. We're still in quarantine.
So can I tweet same me, new year?
Just put new year and then like three dots. And like one of them emojis like the frowny face.
New year.
New year, same shit.
New year, same pandemic.
Oh, I love that song. It's like by Sage the Gemini?
Yeah. Red Nose.
Panoramic. Oh, pandemic. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Anyways.
We're in the middle of a panoramic, dude. Get your shit together.
Fuck this new year, new shit. Let's talk 2020 still.
Okay, so this is our 2020 recap. There's a lot of stuff to talk about 2020, though.
Holy fuck. Let's just hit major points quickly. Like, I want you to just throw
shit. Are we going our highlights from last year? Yeah. You go first.
Kobe's death.
Yeah. The craziest part about Kobe dying is, like, our boss called me. She called the store.
You're not... I get what you're doing, so you can finish, but, like, you just disregarded everything I said.
Kobe died.
I can't do this anymore, man. Dude, Kobe's getting to me.
Dude, no, literally. So our boss called the store.
I know, I remember.
I was opening and she's like, hey, is Kobe dead? And I'm like, what the fuck?
You're huh? Like, no, he's working with me.
I was like, Kobe, no? And she's like, but like, I Google it. I'm like, let me Google it. I'll see if there's any reputable sources. Fucking NBC News, Fox News, CNN, TMZ. Everyone's reported Kobe's dead. And I'm like, well, I guess he's fucking dead.
You cried.
I wanted to.
You did.
It was not the way I envisioned hearing about Kobe dying. I was shell-shocked. I was shell-shocked. It was bad. I was like,
is this TMNT?
I was sitting there. I was like,
that it was sad as fuck.
It
was
sucked. Probably
the saddest thing of 2020. Like, fuck the pandemic.
As soon as 2020 started and Kobe died, we should have just canceled that shit. Been like 2019 too, because 2020 is not it.
When did 2020 get shitty?
I just remember after the small boulder the size of a large boulder, or a large boulder the size of a small boulder, after that, everything went downhill.
What are you saying?
That Twitter thing, it's like, a small boulder the size of a large boulder? It was all over Twitter for like a week.
Okay.
And everything went downhill after that. I thought that shit was like 2019. It was 2020.
Damn.
Yeah. That was the longest... shortest year.
Dude, I was just gonna say that.
It was long but so short.
Yeah.
After March, everything flew by. I still remember Rudy Gobert getting COVID.
Fuck him.
I was sitting on the couch. I think I was doing homework.
And I texted like, you and said Rudy Gobert has COVID.
After he touched every single microphone in the tri-state area. And Donovan Mitchell was like, I hate that dude. He gave me COVID.
And then they paid him $205 million.
And they paid Donovan Mitchell even more than that. They're like, yeah, you guys need to get along for the next 5 years because...
Here's $1 billion. Figure it out.
Here's a bag. Figure it out.
But no, 2020. What else happened? Oh, yeah. Aliens are real.
Area 51. That was 2019, I think, actually.
No.
That was 2020?
The alien shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not like when they raided Area 51.
That was crazy. Like
2017.
That was like 2019.
Was it?
Yeah.
Fuck, my ears are messed up.
Dude, time flies.
Time flies when you're new year, new me.
Yeah. Freaking, what else happened in 2020? A lot of pizzas were made. God, a lot stop. Of pizzas. What are we at? 35 minutes.
Holy shit.
Time's flying, dude. And then I graduated college. That was cool. Little self-plug.
Yeah.
You know.
Little self-gloat.
Myron.
Myronut.
I graduated college, but they just gave me a piece of paper and said, hey, dude, we're going to let you guys walk sometime in the near future, which is probably in 2026. So.
Is that really the plan?
I'll Google the commencement stuff right now. They've just had the generic message like, hey, we'll let you guys know when it's safe to walk. But until then.
Are you going to walk?
If I'm 30, probably not. Yeah, at this time and date, it is unknown when our annual commencement ceremonies for the class of 2020 and 2021 may occur. May. Not even saying they will. Based on current data.
Like it will in May.
Based on current data for Stanislaus County and projections for the next few months, we do not believe that in-person on-campus commencement ceremonies will be held this May 2021.
Damn.
Risk tier is purple. Purple tier restricts indoor activities and affects outdoor capacity based on social distancing requirements. We will continue to monitor conditions in the coming months ahead, December through March, to evaluate if and to what extent our in-person ceremonies may be possible. And that was November 18th, 2020, and commencement postponed June 19th, 2020. They had a Snapchat lens, so that was cool. I didn't use it.
That's kind of sad.
I have my degree. It's framed. They mailed out my honor cords again because I bumped up a level for honors with my final GPA.
Whoa.
And they gave me that, you know, little leather-bound book thing. I got that in the mail last week. Cool. It's probably the last of it, I think.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I still drive the same old car. Old, reliable. You got a new car. New to you.
Yeah. I wish I didn't.
We got a podcast.
Who?
Us. We started a podcast.
When?
Last year.
What the fuck?
We're old.
I know. My back still hurts.
My knees are never going to be the same.
Ever since that kid hit you with the baseball bat?
Dude, that was insane. Why didn't you kill him?
Shit was fucking hilarious. Oh, my.
What else happened in 2020? I feel like we're missing stuff.
You got married.
You got married.
I know. To you.
Man, it was just an eventful year. Well, but we didn't do much, but we did a lot. And that's what 2020 will always be in
my
mind.
Is this a fucking graduation speech? This shit's getting deep.
As we go on.
Oh my God. I think that's the song that I was looking for on TikTok. I'm not even lying. Shit.
I consumed way too much TikTok in 2020.
I consumed way too much Bang energy drinks.
Yeah, you did. I watched you shotgun a Red Bull.
Multiple times.
At work. That was magic.
I miss Red Bulls. I wonder how they're doing. I should call.
It's going to be fun whenever we have like grandkids and shit. When they're like, what happened in 2020? And you just hear... I'm gonna tell you some shit.
Oh, my knuckles don't.
It all started the day Kobe died, and then 2020. That's how I remember 2020. Nothing else happened until Kobe died. So it was like January what 10th or something. January like 5th.
Nah.
It was early 2020. It was January.
Damn.
It was insane.
I know.
And then I remember reading a news article: the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Sorry.
You had to fucking bring that up.
The Lakers won the NBA championship.
Sorry.
Yeah, the fucking Dodgers won a World Series.
Fucking Kings fan.
I'm a Lakers fan. You're the Kings fan.
Oh, fuck.
No, but like, I saw an article like a week after the Super Bowl. It's like, because COVID hit like right after the Super Bowl, basically. Super Bowl was in like February, early March. COVID hit America officially in like early March.
Yeah.
And they were saying like the fact that the Niners lost probably saved like hundreds of thousands of lives.
Yeah.
Because that parade would have been a super spreader event.
Well, technically we lost on purpose just for that reason.
Yeah, you guys are very selfless.
You know, Jimmy G was like, fuck it, let me overthrow Emmanuel Sanders and then just have him not re-sign. It was cool. Yeah. I texted him, actually, and was like, dude, you got to throw this.
Jimmy, come on, dude.
Jimmy, find a new team.
And the riots, not the riots, the protests. The protests happened this year. We got a new president?
Not yet.
I know, but we elected, there's a new president-elect. A lot of shit happened in 2020.
Damn.
Like, I still haven't internalized half of it, but a lot of shit happened.
I feel like I'm not even alive.
Yeah. Fuck. Like, we made it through that year.
I feel like I'm like in a different, like, fucking world.
Shit, I'm a different breed. I'm a different man. No, dude, legit, like...
Was that a Kobe commercial?
No.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, like, I don't know about you, like, 2020 was a down year in general, but I had a pretty solid year in 2020. Can you say so? Can you say the same for yourself?
I mean, yeah. Other than, like, the shit going on in the world, personally, it wasn't bad for me.
Yeah, the world, the things going on in the world sucked. But in terms of my circle and everything like that, it went pretty well.
Your circle?
Yeah.
Damn.
You're a part of my circle.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You got COVID, actually. That was a
thanks, fun bro. Undergrad. Fucking blast me.
I got
COVID before anyone got COVID. So I'm just a young trendsetter in my motherfucking section. And that's on God.
You got COVID before it was cool.
I made COVID cool.
God.
I have COVID literally right here. Brooke's cousin drew that. It's the COVID virus. It's a sticker, just so everyone knows.
Interesting.
Zach. Sorry, Zach came out.
But yeah, no, 2020, I'm thankful for it. I'm glad that it's passed. It's brought all of you guys into our lives as well, whoever's listening out there.
The dads on Dayquil, my homeboys.
Shout out dads on Dayquil. They've been very helpful to us in navigating our podcast journey, at least in these early stages.
What about the one dude?
Jimmy Evans. Shout out Jimmy. I don't know if you listened to any of the episodes, but you tweeted us like every week, and I...
Love you.
I messed with it, yeah.
I think I'm in love with Jimmy Evans.
Hit him up then. Y'all can get coffee or something. You can actually, because everything's closed, because COVID isn't gone.
Yeah. On that note.
Yeah, on that note, happy new year, guys. We appreciate all the listens. Should we just title this New Year, New Pod?
Yeah, New Year, New Us.
New Year, New Us. But yeah, we're going to be giving you guys the same kind of content. Once again, if you have any suggestions or any questions, go ahead and tweet at us at...
If you tweet at us, he'll buy you a new car.
That's never came out of my mouth.
I thought you said that.
At @TD_Podcast_. So any questions, concerns, suggestions, you can add us over there or even DM us and you can... If you have a story you want told on the podcast, I'm sure we could do some
just tweet the words time. Red Rocket @Devin and he'll buy you a new car. He said it himself.
I cannot confirm that statement. I never said that. But as always, appreciate the support and we out.
Louie.